Good morning, this is Case, and today we're reading Mark 15, verses 33 to 41. This is Mark 15, starting at verse 33. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, Behold, he is calling Elijah. And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood facing him, saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James the Younger and of Joseph, and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Whenever I read this story, that fact that Jesus hangs on the cross and feels so forsaken by his Father, that he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? It just reminds me of the fact that he did this. He went through this loneliness. He carried the burden of sin and experienced the loneliness of hell so that we don't have to. He did these things so that we are able to come to the Father, feel accepted, so that we can know that he will never, ever leave us alone. Here's Jesus, who is God, feeling God forsaken. And then to make sure that we know clearly about the curtain of the temple, that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies, was torn in top from and torn in two from top to bottom. It was like God tore it from heaven and say, okay, now you have access to me. Now the path to the throne room is open. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you that you made it possible for us to come to. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you that you were willing to go through the pain, the agony, the loneliness, the forsakenness, so that we don't have to. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for being there for us. Amen.